When you were telling the story about Cloverdale, I realized that if I saw you and the monks walking down the street of Fairfax, I'm not sure if I would know what to do.
Mm.
Is there a certain etiquette? I mean, how would I know that you weren't just meditating? How should I approach you?
One is seeing if we've got a... One, you can approach a monk anytime. they are approachable. And if it were... One is that if it's in the morning time, before noon, and if they're carrying an alms bowl, which I think they've taken them out and put them back in the van, but the bowls that we received our food in and ate out of, if you saw a monk carrying a bowl, and you say, he's looking for something, then you could ask him to, could I make an offering? If you had any food with you, you could put anything in the bowl. Or if you said, could you just wait? And I could go and get something at the little shop somewhere and put it in. They'll definitely wait. But no money, yes. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yeah. And that's for a monk, we're not allowed to accept money or to use money. So it makes our life simple. But again, it's sort of one of those things where, it's not convenient. But it's the inconvenience that allows you to investigate sort of expectation, desire, fear. Oh my God, am I going to get anything today? And that kind of anxiety is easily creeps in when your stomach's growling. Yeah. Yeah.